final plan.
Final frontier.
You boldly go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones.
This girl is on fire.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255, where you can call anytime during this next 2 hours, where I talk about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking. Yes, I do a cooking segment on this show because my daytime job is I am a chef, and conservative kitchen table politics, where we discuss common sense and the fact of the most of the country doesn't have any common sense. I would say 50% of the country is struggling with what used to be sort of just the norm, people that actually had common sense. And it's pretty scary to me, because either there's two things going on in this country right now, as far as I can see, and I sort of sleep with the news on because I can't stop watching it. I'm looking for hope, like so many other people out there, because this election by far is going to be the most important election of our lifetime. And I hear so much during the day from people when I talk to them, and they say to me, "Oh, Trump, he's kind of rude. He says things, and, you know, he's pretty darn blunt." And I look at them like, what do you want? Do you actually want somebody to be syrupy, phony, fake? You want to hear something from this person? I feel a lot more comfortable when I hear somebody like Donald Trump, when he says things. You know, he's not perfect by all means. You know, he, in the heat of battle, he will say things that most of us would say. But in the heat of battle with Hillary Clinton, she's going to do what's popular to the people that donate money to her. She's not looking out for our country. She is doing business with every single evil country in the world that goes completely against what we believe as Americans. There's countries that throw gay people off of buildings, and she's taking money from them. I like to say the word. I don't even know if I can say this word, but it's prostitute. She prostitutes herself because this woman is so power hungry. What the heck would a woman like this do with all that power? To her, it is about power. It isn't about making America great again. It isn't about making you and I happier and safer. It is about making our country, it isn't about making our country safe and prosperous and a place where legal immigrants can come. Listen, we all have legal immigrants as parents or grandparents or great grandparents. So we know it's a melting pot of nations. But we all come here, and then many people came through Ellis Island in the old days. It was so different. But you see, there is a selfish reason why Hillary Clinton is allowing immigrants to come in illegally through the borders. It is that she has her own agenda. I just heard this morning, and I can't remember the guy's name, and it'll come to me. There is a Democrat. I think he is a governor. And he's allowing 12,000 felons, prisoners, to vote. Now, he wanted 200,000 prisoners to vote, but I guess that got overturned in the courts. But why other reason would you allow in illegal immigrants and let prisoners vote and all the voter fraud things that are going around right now. Just start researching, people. Just start researching. And you will start to see some very frightening things about how people are coming forth now and talking about voter fraud. It's frightening. With the electronic machines, the old-fashioned way of voting in the old days is you mark up a ballot and then you have people, you know, watching other people count the votes. I was actually a poll watcher before. I actually watched people count up votes. It was very, very simple, innocent process. And all of the people in the, that were working for the elections were very honest and very dignified. And they treated your vote like it was a relative. And I was so respectful of that. There were so many rules. But nowadays, we've got all kinds of crazy machines. And I actually saw something recently, and I think it was on the internet. Believe it or not, I do look at Facebook, and you better, you know, start following me on Facebook, because I sort of send out all kinds of things. All the time, I'm constantly sharing very fascinating information. You know, and then, of course, then we find out that Snoops, you know, the one that is actually, you know, fact-checking, is actually a Democrat-owned company, and they are extremely liberal, and they lie. And so now you just have to do your own fact-checking, okay? And I don't have anybody that works for me that does fact-checking. I have some people that do fact-checking. That would be somebody like my husband. He fact-checks all the time. But fact-checking, so you have to really start, you know, really looking at things that you look at. But this one was actually a documentary about these six they're not poll workers, they're actually election officials. And they randomly pulled a machine out of their archived, you know, their rooms that keep them all, you know, beautifully kept, voting machines. And they pulled it out and they all knew what they were going to vote for. There was six people that wrote yes and there was one person that wrote no. And when they put it through the machine and it tallied it up, it came out with a completely different number. You know, and then a woman started crying. She's like, and the guy that was interviewing said, "Why are you crying?" She says, "Because all of the people that honorably go to vote and do the right thing, and these machines are, they're actually fixed by the vendors to put out a different result, then it's all the wasted time of all of the Americans because it's fixed. Like Donald Trump said, it is a rigged system. And we've got to stop being so damn polite in this country. What is wrong with you sensitive people? You know, it's so funny about people in this country, especially like the Black Lives Matter movement and all the protesters at Donald Trump. They give you hell if you say Blue Lives Matter. But when they go and they spit on people and they burn down buildings, is that not rude? And here's the weird part. When they start protesting, they destroy their own communities. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with America? Why do we really back off when somebody says something that is blunt and honest? Why do we back down? Why do we get intimidated? That's the Saul Alinsky's style of destroying a country. That's what Clintons do. And they have a death count going on around them, which you don't hear any of the investigative reporters looking into. Why? They're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid of their own, what they're going to find. Because that's what the Clintons are involved in. Scandal after scandal after scandal. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. There's so much on my plate today, so come right back. We'll be back in a minute.
There was just me in my dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my night. Like a
1-800-449-8255. Just to let you know, you cannot hurt my feelings. So if you have something you want to argue with me about, those are my favorite kind of calls. Believe me, I am a highly trained debater, having four macho dude brothers and a macho dude dad. And I held my own, and I'm still alive to talk about it. I can't say they are in very good shape. They used to call me the man-eater because I'd eat them alive. But the best thing in the world is for you to call me up and try me out and see if we can argue out a point, because I know that I'm right and you're wrong, and that's all that matters. So we're talking about basic common sense. That's why I don't get a lot of arguers, because you can't argue about common sense. Sometimes you have to show people about common sense. And common sense to me is, why is it that 11% of Americans think Hillary Clinton is honest and 89% of Americans think she's a dishonest liar, but they're still going to vote for her? There's only two things that can answer that question for me. Either one is that my dad used to say the saying, cannibals always vote in cannibal kings. Which means if you're a human being eater, you're going to, of course, vote in a person that's a human being eater. I know that sounds really gross, but this is how severe this is. Because people like, and I hate to say it like this, and you can call me up and yell at me, but people that are liars like liars. And so therefore they support people that get through. You know, it's like they like that little weird, rebellious, sick thing that the Clintons do. It's called being dishonest. So they think they're liars. Like I watch Waters World the other day. I love Jesse Waters on Fox News. You know, and he goes down to the beach and he actually talks to all these kids of every single type of ethnicity. And they all say, most of them say they're not going to vote for Hillary. And they say, why? And they say, because she's a liar. But then they don't want to vote for Donald Trump. So a non-vote for Hillary Clinton and a non-vote for Donald Trump means that Hillary Clinton will get in. So what you people are doing out there, those sensitive, carefully, you have to be very careful how to talk to some people in this world, because they're just so darn sensitive. And, you know, I have a liberal friend. In fact, I get to see her on Wednesday. She is a flaming liberal friend, and we love each other. But by the time I'm done with her, I call it sessions. She's my daughter's coach in horseback riding. And we sit, and the hour and a half that she gets her lesson, I don't even know if my daughter ever gets a lesson, because she's so busy trying to tell me things that we actually agree upon. That's the strange thing. That we don't actually disagree on most things. But most people that are going to vote Democrat this year, they're going to vote for all the Democrats. Voting for the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. It's because they have been brainwashed by the media. And they start to doubt themselves, what they truly see for themselves. In other words, you people out there aren't stupid people. What you do, the one I'm talking about, the ones that are voting for Hillary Clinton, okay? We're just talking about you people right now. You are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and I just want to know what it is she's ever done to make your life better. And that's the question you have to answer to me. I want to know what Hillary Clinton's policies, which is basically Barack Obama and all the Democrats, that basically the only time they care about the black Americans in this country, the Hispanics in this country, and even white people in this country. The only time they ever even go visit you is every 4 years when it's time for a vote. But during those 4 years, they abuse you. And, you know, I'd like you all to go see Hillary's America. And I have to tell you, it is like the best history book I've ever read in my life. And what's the caller's name? Jill from Tennessee. We're going to go right to the phones. Hi, Jill. Welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane Linderman. What's on your mind?
Hey. You know, I don't really ever listen to too much talk radio, and I accidentally tuned in. And all I have to say is I'm a big female supporter, of course. All my daughters go to an all-girls school, and I'm not interested that much in politics, which is really bad, I know, but, like, I have a 15-year-old daughter who is, and she was like, Mom, if you had to pick the lesser of the two evils, what would it be? And I'm like, you know, Abby, I'm all for a woman president. I really am. But how I want a woman president that can be strong enough to stand up to a cheating husband.
Exactly. I love that.
The woman I want running the country is one that's going to go, look, you cheated on me, you're gone. Let me cut my losses and not see what you can do for me. I want that female that can stand on her own. And if she's going to be the female president, she needs to be able to stand on her own and run the country. I mean, with help, but not with, you know, you back a man that's cheated on you several times. So I just think it's crazy. So that was my only comment, and I had to say it. So.
Well, I thank you. That's a very good, point. Thank you very much. And I am also would love to see a woman become president of this country, but definitely not this woman. And by the way, Donald Trump never cheated on his wives. He was divorced when he had found another one. And you know what? I'm sure he regrets all that because his kids turned out so awesome. And I don't think any kid could have a respect for a cheating father. And so, you know, I mean, they've gone through a lot, but I'll tell you, he's always been there for them. And I absolutely love that about him. And I used to research him when he was young, when I was younger, because I used to read stories about him, you know, growing and becoming powerful and strong and rich. I always am inspired by people like that. And, you know, I used to read about those stories about his kids playing underneath his table, and he always stopped any type of thing that he had going on. In other words, he was in there one time with all these, you know, billion-dollar investors for something, and one of his kids called. He goes, excuse me, I always take my kids' calls. And I thought, what an awesome dad that is. He was there for them, and they love him. And, you know, and she's right. Why would any woman vote for a woman who does not stand up to her cheating husband? Thank you for that call. That was awesome. 1-800-449-8255. Because you know what? I believe they have a very convenient marriage. I do not believe they have a marriage. I believe it's a business-oriented marriage, and it's all about power, money, prestige. And when she made that statement, when she stopped being the Secretary of State, she said she came out of the White House poor and in debt. You know what? What another lie that was. These people have mansions all over the place. And just telling you, it is just a bunch of hooey. How dare you people believe the insanity of all the lies and deceits and all of the stuff that this woman, I don't even know how she keeps up on all of the lies. And you know what? If you want to know why, she does not do press conferences, ad lib press conferences like Donald Trump, is because she can't. Because she can't remember, probably because of her brain injuries, all of the different things that she's lied about and how to keep up with that. So she has these chosen press conferences where she has one reporter that asks her questions. So she can handle that because, see, she can cover up her lies or try. And I tell you, people, you would not have this woman as your friend because you would not know what pocket she's reaching in or what manipulation, or if she doesn't like you, she might even have you offed. That's the sick thing about what's going on in this country. And, you know, I have this article I'm going to read to you soon if I get down to the bottom of it. And it says that basically, in fact, let me just see if I can get to that right now. I don't know if we'll go to a break before I get to this, but here it is right here. It actually is talking about how American journalism is collapsing before our eyes. Gosh, that's the first thing I thought when I saw American journalism. Now, I took journalism in high school, and what was the thing they drowned into my brain was you do never, ever put your facts and your opinion into articles. It's always about the facts. But we don't have American journalism anymore in this country. We have 90% of it is the Clinton machine media. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We've got Janice from Tennessee. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Janice, what's on your mind?
Here is my question to anyone who wants to vote Democrat. Okay? Anybody.
Okay.
Regardless of what tenets of the Democratic machine you want to agree with, you have to boil it down to one thing. How can I, particularly professing Christians, this is a real sticking point for professing Christians that vote Democrats. How can I, as a Christian, or even just a human being, but more specifically a Christian, vote Democrat when that party not only endorses but promotes the slaughter of the unborn?
Oh, I see.
Wholesale slaughter. That's what it is. Wholesale
I happen to agree with that. But here's even a better story than that. I mean, it's not better. It's just as bad. Is that the Democratic Party, the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party, is also the party of slave owners. And the party of they fought to keep slavery. And the sad part about America right now is we don't teach history anymore. So kids don't even know this anymore. People don't even know this. You know, young adults don't even know this anymore. They're also the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And in my opinion, the way that Democrats still are, I call them the new slave owners, because if you look at the inner cities and the black people under Democratic rule, they haven't gone anywhere in life. They're paid a salary to stay at home and not become productive people and free. And, you know, the sad part about it, you got to watch a couple of movies. You've got to go see Hillary's America. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it. I don't need it, honey. I'm sure you don't,
but it is fascinating. The other movie that I actually thoroughly enjoy was The Free State of Jones with McConaughey. Yes, and that was a very excellent movie. It's showing the black people, the first black voters were Republicans. And the reason why is because the Republicans were fighting for their freedom. But here's the sad part. I can't imagine anybody that is a Democrat can be a Christian, to be honest with you, because of all this stuff. You know, I mean, it's really sad, but they're going to be voting in a criminal into the highest office of our land, and they do it for what reason? Because they're a Democrat. But, you know, in the old days, the Democrats were like the Reagan Democrats. They were kind-hearted and all that. And, you know, Republicans were famous for being fighters, you know. But nowadays, we all have to fight to keep our country, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. Right. But, you see, I believe that a lot of the insider Republicans, the ones that have the establishment Republicans, I call them Republican thumpers. And they're a little bit like Bible thumpers, you know, and I just don't like it when somebody is so rigid that they can't vote for the better of the two. You see what I mean? And I'm going to blame the Republicans, the establishment Republicans, for losing this election if we lose. Because Donald Trump is fighting all of this. And I happen to agree with you, and thank you very much, Janice, for your call. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-825. Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it? It's really sad when people are so blind that they do not see the truth about what's about to happen to our country. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Trapped inside an ugly life, stuck in my cocoon. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We've got Bill from Tennessee. Tennessee, you're awake today, aren't you? Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind, Bill?
Oh, hello, Diane. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What's on your mind?
I told the caller, the man there.
Yep, yeah, that's okay. Producer, yeah.
I lost the word for it.
Call screener.
I'm 69 years old, Diane. I'm retired.
69 years young, you mean?
Pardon?
I said you're 69 years young.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I'm in good health. I don't smoke and drink and not on drugs, thank God. And yes, I do believe in God, too. Okay, here we go. Cut to the chase. I told a caller ID, I said, about 15 years ago, I was around the poor section, and when the gay marriage first started, that's when I woke up smelling the coffee. What the hell is going on here? God doesn't want that. But anyway, so I was watching the blacks, the poor working blacks, one, the blacks on SSI checks, two, and the blacks on Social Security, three. All three of those was lined up voting for Obama for one reason, to get a black man to become a president. I never heard that on all the talk shows I've been hearing, watching, or hearing. And two, I realized now they want a woman president because she comes closer to Obama, if you know that. I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
Diane. They're going to vote for her. I talked to a few, the ones I know. You know, I'm not stupid. And they say, well, we're going to vote for, get a woman to be the president. What the frig of Fred's going on with their IQ is what, Diane?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that. Second of all, I don't believe that the black people of America are that stupid.
No, I'm not saying all of them. I was breaking it down.
Yeah, because a lot of
black.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is that it's not black, it's not woman. It doesn't matter who they are, what the color they are. You know, whether they're, you know, a woman or a man, because that's debatable about her to me. She's very far from being what a real woman should be in my eyes. But the point is that it's because they're a Democrat. And because Democrats have brainwashed a segment of our country and have kept dogged down and in a way that kept black people and Hispanics from becoming entrepreneurial, because as long as you keep handing people, now let me tell you something. I worked with troubled teenagers, and what do we do to help these kids? We hand them a pitchfork, and we show them where the horse poop is.
Parents are not close to their sons and daughters, Diane.
Yeah, so what we do is we teach them how to work, and when they start to work, they have something called self-respect. But when you hand a kids, because I work with some kids, and if you want to take this off the air and listen off the air because you have a little bit of feedback, then I'll tell you a really cool story. But thank you for calling. Bill, I'm going to address this right now as soon as you hang up. And we're going to talk about, because the thing is that I have to tell you a story what happened to me this last few weeks. There was a young man, he was 17, and he comes from a very well, you know, somewhat wealthy family. They're not super wealthy, but you know, he's 17 years old. He's a really tall, just huge guy, and he's an only child. And the moment I met him, I looked at him and thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. Spoiled, rotten, beyond belief. Now, when everything has been done for that kid, he didn't even know how to do his laundry. So he came on the road with us because we have this company where we take out educational petting zoos and pony rides and agricultural style, you know, educational attractions to fairs. and we are the number one in the country for 35 years, okay? So we get all these young people that come work with us, and they learn all this cool stuff. And here's what happened to this kid right here. When I first met him, I looked at him, and I said, you know, and he was such an arrogant kid. I said to him, in the next 2 weeks, you're not going to be the same kid. You're going to be a completely different person. And he looks at me and he goes, you're going to have to work real hard to change me. And I looked at him straight in the face and I said, no, I'm not going to have to work hard at all, because I don't care whether or not you have a way to be, if you're going to be a better person or not, that's up to you. So what I did is not my job to save him. What I'm going to do is expect more from him. And guess what? 2 weeks later, the kid was completely different. And I'll tell you after the break, 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Don't go away. We've got so much ahead.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams. And the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering how it would feel when the wedding.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman. And this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Taking your calls all the way to the end of the show. And may I add that I have a really good recipe the last 10 minutes of my show. Why do I do that and mix it all up with politics? Well, because it's everything that matters to me. I love anything about parenting or kids or truth. I love the truth, and I teach you how to make simple, healthy, and absolutely decadent recipes. So stick around to the end, you'll find out. Also, next week, I'm going to try to, and I'm not very tech, but my son is going to help me. We're going to try to Facebook Live my radio shows from now on. And you can look at my ugly mug while I'm on the radio, and, you know, you can interact. Tell me what an idiot I am. Tell me how ugly I am. I don't care what you do, because I'm just not a sensitive person. No reason to be sensitive, you know? Words to me are just like air. It's like, that's why it always freaks me out when everybody's like, oh, they're so rude. Oh, they hurt my feelings. Oh, my gosh, it's so insulting. I'm going to tell you something. This is the world. This is where we live. We live in an insulting world. Every time somebody's head gets cut off, I get insulted. Every time some child gets molested, I am insulted. Every time that Democrats do stupid things, I am insulted. But why can't I do something about that kind of thing? Because, you know, every time Hillary Clinton lies through her teeth, which is about every day, I get insulted. And I think you get insulted too. But why do we have to worry about everybody's feelings all the time? I don't get it. You know why? I love Donald Trump. Because you can't insult him. And if you do, he fights back. Why can't we do that? Why do we have to be politically correct? I don't know how to be politically correct. I've never learned. I'm just going to be me. And if I insult somebody, too bad for you. And if I harm you in any way, I'm going to blame you for that, for being too sensitive. Because I grew up with four brothers. And gosh darn it, they're rude all the time until they got older. And we still have arguments. But guess what? I think I can contribute that to learning how to be a strong woman and being able to go out into the world and deal with the realities of life. A good argument, a debate, somebody calling you names and you not reacting. You look at them like, those are just poof words. Poof. Let it go over your head. You know, wars are started with words. And it's not the words, people. It's the sensitivities that allow words to affect people. You see? And now you're getting to have these words sort of work against you because you're so guilty. People are so guilty of being mean and angry that they stop saying what they think. And guess what happens when you stop saying what you think? You get madder and more angry. And that's what's going on in our country today, is that we're going to have some sort of crazy war, and it's going to be caused by words. And here we go. You know, I think it's okay for Trump to do what he did the other day when he realized that maybe sometimes he, you know, he says things and people get affected by it. But truthfully, I love him for that. I would not want him to stop being who he is. And I understand that he's got the base down and now he's got to get the rest of the country. But, you know, we were talking about why black people and Hispanics vote for, and, you know, other cultures and stupid white people vote for Democrats. And you really have to ask yourself, why do they vote for Democrats? You can go into the ghettos of America and you can see a Democrat's hand in that. I can almost guarantee you without even checking the facts that if you go into a Republican state, you will not find what you find in Democrat states, which is a lot of money siphoning through the system of people in power and rarely getting to the people that need it. And so the promise, it's almost like when you anticipate sometimes things, they actually are better than if you actually get them, right? The anticipation, my dad told me a story the other day, it's pretty funny. He went to a Japanese restaurant where they have 10 tiny little meals and they give you one at a time. And he said to the waiter, he said, "Why don't you just bring it all on one big plate?" And she says, "Well, because in our custom, the anticipating it is better than actually getting it." And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's bizarre. You know, I mean, look, just put a giant plate of food in front of me. I'd be perfectly happy with that. I don't want to anticipate. You know, you're hungry. You know, it's like I watch my puppies. You know, I have these little collie puppies. Actually, they're getting huge now. These collie puppies. And I watch them. You know, we got these little treats for them. And I keep thinking to myself, how cruel is it for me to just give them one tiny little treat at a time? You know, I just think that's bizarrely cruel because you keep them focused on you. See, that's how you train them. You train people the same way. And what they first of all do to people that are poor and live in ghettos and many of the black people that live in the inner cities and white people and Hispanic people is they tease the hell out of you and they give you everything you could possibly need, right? They give you housing, they give you food, they give you allowances for living, and it ends up costing hardly anything to live. But then they own you. You are not an independent person. And then the money sifts down to you a little tiny bit at a time, like a puppy with a lesson. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. We have a hard break, and we will be back. So don't go away. 1-800-449-8255. We'll be right back.
Ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on.
Play final
from. You only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Girl is on fire!
This
This is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255, where I talk about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, and kitchen table politics. And that is conservative kitchen table politics. And you may call anytime during the show. In fact, we're going to go to the lines. We've got Monty from New Mexico. Welcome to Everything That Matters, Monty. What is on your mind?
Well, I've got a question. I think I already know the answer, but why is it the Democrats and the mainstream media want to keep us all divided, all the Americans divided? You know, they separate us by African-Americans, Chinese-Americans, Mexican-Americans, you know, whatever, you know, it is. What's the key word here? That would be American, wouldn't it not?
Yeah, exactly. Good question. Well, here's my answer. I believe that the way to control the masses is to keep you into your group. Because if people were to become independent, which is really what the Republican Party is supposed to be about, the conservative party, is teaches you how to conserve your principles and your founder's principles. But the Democrat Party is about control. And if they can make it so that they can keep controlling the group, the entire group of African Americans, the Hispanics, the Chinese, and the white people, and they treat you all different. See, they don't treat you all the same. Because in their eyes, you're a voter. And you are going to help them stay in control so that they can keep us divided, which keeps us powerless. It makes us weak to be a nation that's divided. It's divided we fall, together we stand. But Democrats don't believe that. And it's always been like, Democrats have always done this. See, what I don't understand, Monty, is why do we think so differently? Why is it that you could be friends with somebody and they have a completely different thought process than you? That is really the question here. And I truly believe that it's an awakening to become freedom lovers, people that love independence, versus people that like comfort and to be taken care of.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, me being from Texas, I believe in my independence.
Oh, yeah. Why are you doing in New Mexico?
Oh, that's a whole different monster we don't have time to get into.
Well, I live in Texas most of the time. I am a Texan as well. And the one thing you love about Texan is that you do not mess with Texas.
This is above and beyond true.
I know.
But... yeah, you know, in the famous words of Ron White, as far as the mainstream media and the Democrats, you just can't fix stupid.
You can't. You can't fix stupid, but the mainstream media is a tool of the Democrat Party, which is very sad because it used to be sort of an honorable profession to be a journalist. But nowadays, you're just doing a job. You're keeping Democrats in power. And the people that listen to the media are absolutely stupid because they're not using their common sense. You know?
You know, I mean, absolutely. You know, I listen to the media and I sit there and I think, now what the hell? Well, sorry, I don't know if I can say that on radio.
You can
or
say
not,
hell. But, yeah, hell's a place.
You know, I mean, what happened to Edward R. Murrow and the Fifth Estate? Where's the dignity in that anymore?
I know. It's just very sad. But you know what? You know what? This is a frightening election because if Hillary gets in, there's going to be a one-party system for the rest of our lives. I do believe there's going to be some form of revolution. I just do not believe people are going to sit back and take it because you see, once they change the Supreme Court justices and it becomes completely liberal, the rights that people are supposed to be protected from, your constitutional rights are now null and void, and they'll start all over and we'll become a dictatorship here. That's just my opinion, and I'm frightened for that. Go ahead.
You know, I'm not going to disagree with that because my other two brothers and myself, we've seen this revolution or civil war, I guess you
civil
might
Civil war, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another civil war coming for months. And, you know, if the Democrats get in, I think it's going to happen. But I know if Trump gets in, who I do fully support, it's going to be a wild ride. You better just tie in and hang on.
Well, I think he's going to start wearing a cowboy hat. We're going to call him a Texan because he's going to kick butt. And you know what? I read recently that Texas wants to secede if Hillary becomes the president, and I'm going to go home. I'm going to Texas.
Well, oh, yeah, me too. I'll go back to DFW. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I love this country.
I do, too.
I have no problem, you know, sacrificing everything for it.
I know a lot of people feel that way, and it, you know, I mean, I have kids, and if they weren't young, I would say I'll go out and be on the front line too, but I might have to be on the back line shooting over your head.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've got a son, and I've got, you know, a couple of stepdaughters, and I got 10 grandkids.
Oh my God.
I want them to grow up in a country where they don't have to look over their shoulder anymore.
Well, it's starting to be, every time my kids go out now, I say to them, be aware of your surroundings, kids. My kids are very savvy. They're black belts in kung fu. And, you know, I mean, we prepared them for many years to be very independent and streetwise. And they've been out in the world. They know what they're doing. But you can't go out. People can't just go to the market anymore and not look over your shoulder. You have to be aware of your surrounding nowadays. You have to be fully conscious when you leave the house.
I've got my own paranoia. I work in a prison, so I have to look over my shoulder all the time. So,
oh wow,
you know,
and in New Mexico, yeah. I hear those are pretty gnarly.
Actually, it's more like a daycare center here in New Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, if you compare it to Huntsville or any of the other major prisons around the country, New Mexico is a daycare center.
Wow, well, that's good to know.
So,
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate your call.
I appreciate.
Oh, they turned him off. Sorry about that. Yes, 1-800-449-8255. You know, it's, you know, what he's saying is that, you know, he's wondering why does the Democrats want to keep us in segregated in this country? Why? You have to ask that question to yourself. And because it's easy to have power over a group. Whereas what he said was, why can't we just be an American? Why do we have to be black or white or Hispanic or, you know, or Chinese? Why? Because when you become an American, we're all brothers and sisters. That's really what it comes down to. And we should be fighting for the Constitution of the United States of America that has been designed to keep us free. But the moment you're going to vote Hillary Clinton into the White House, she will appoint the Supreme Court judges, and there's going to be probably 3 to 5 of them, which will immediately take away our rights as Americans, because they can look at the law differently and make it the law of the land. That's the scariest thing on earth to me. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. I've got so much more ahead.
All my life, there was just me and my dreams, and the days went ticking by.
Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. I'm taking your calls all the way to the end of the show, but I do have about 10 minutes of recipes. Should I tell you what I'm going to make? Okay. I just got back, and probably the reason why you heard a couple of repeat shows, because sometimes I cannot find Wi-Fi that's strong enough to use my little machine on. Okay. So there I'm. Disclosure. I really think about everybody every single time I can't do my show, but it's not going to be very many times now because I'm just done with my season of, believe it or not, cooking shows. I travel all over the country and I teach people how to make the absolute simplest, the absolute healthiest and the most decadent recipes. And I do it, and my stage, get this, my husband built it for me, 1940 Ford convertible live cooking stage. It's a car, and it's adorable. You can actually see it on everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, where you can also find all these amazing recipes. And all you cheapskates out there, if you wanted to, you could buy some of my cookbooks. I also have a whole series of kids' books called How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid, because in my tiny little brain, and I know this is like something that's just like, oh, right, Diane, but I truly believe that every child ages 5 and up should learn how to start a business, because that is the most Americana thing you can do for your kids. And in fact, I'm getting ready to launch. We have a ranch in Texas where we're going to teach kids how to start businesses. I'll tell you about it more when it's about to happen. We have our website up. Who's on the line with me? Paul from Wyoming. Welcome to Everything That Matters, Paul from Wyoming.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the last caller about, you know, him to me in New Mexico, and you're saying you're from Texas. And
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, it's I live in Wyoming, and I'm from Wyoming, and, you know, I mean, typical Wyomingite, you know, I was hunting and fishing when I was 5, you know.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking about the fact that Hillary becomes president, she gets, you know, the things that she wants about, you know, taking away our rights. It's, you know, I've always had the feeling like, you know, let her try. She's not going to be able to get Wyoming or Texas, pretty much.
So Wyoming's pretty conservative, right? Is that what you're telling me?
They are pretty conservative. I did a study when I was back at the University of Wyoming that at that time, back in 2005, every man, woman, and child in Wyoming, if you took an average, every man, woman, and child in Wyoming had 5 guns.
It's,
you know, basically come and get them, because, I mean, who are they going to have get the guns? The military? The military is going to be, it's going to be like the military saying, you know, give me my gun back, Dad, you know, give me your gun or whatever. But
now, I'm sorry for interrupting. What'd you say? What about talking about lately?
The thing I wanted to really talk about is I've tried to explain to some people about the fact that, you know, they don't like Hillary, but Trump scares them too.
But why does I don't understand why Trump scares them.
I don't understand it either. I just say, you know, well, look at it this way. Look at the comparisons between him and Reagan. The Republican Party didn't like Reagan either until he got in.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
It's we need something to change. It's like, kind of like the difference, you know, I mean, it's, you know, do you want to cut your throat or do you want to cut your wrist? You know, I mean, but, you know, you cut your wrist, you're probably going to, it's still going to hurt, but you can get saved.
Yeah.
And, but I tried to explain to them, like, well, here's what you have to do. If you don't want to vote for Hillary, but you don't want to vote for Trump, here's what you have to remember from history. If you vote for Hillary, she's probably going to become president. If you don't vote at all, she's probably going to become president.
Exactly.
If you vote for Trump, he might become president. They're saying, well, I'll vote for Johnson or one of the other parties. And I said, every time there's been a third party that's been voted for, the Democrats win.
Yeah.
So if you don't want Hillary to be president, you have to either vote for Trump. That's all you can do. If you don't vote or you vote for somebody else.
Exactly.
Trump's not going to win. I mean, it's any way you look at it. That's why Clinton won his first term and his second term is because of, you know, Perot took
the 16%, right now, the 16% of stupid people that are going to vote for Johnson. First of all, the guy's a marijuana smoking weirdo. I mean, I don't know if you saw him the other day, but he's so not presidential. He was picking his nose on TV as a joke, but it was still like, you know, that to me,
yeah.
Trump would never do anything like that. You know, it was funny, but it's not presidential. The thing is that the 16% of the people right now that are going to vote for, are still listening to the media. See, so they hate, they know enough to hate Clinton, but the raw deal, the rigged media does not tell the truth about Trump. They don't want him to be, they don't want him to be president so bad that they're actually using their media outlets to become the media machine for the Clinton Foundation. So they're basically happy if they go to Johnson. because, you know, like you said, it will make it so that, because those people ordinarily would probably vote Republican. And, you know, you're right. But this is not, we can't pussyfoot around anymore here, because this is the most important election in the history of America. Because if we lose as conservatives in this country, Hillary Clinton is so corrupt that she will bring in the worst of the worst of the worst Supreme Court judges so that she has the ultimate control and power, and the Clinton machine will become a monster. And then this will become a one-party system, and it'll never go back unless there is some sort of, civil war. And I'll tell you,
the biggest thing about the states is the fact that when Reagan was president, you know, and I mean, I was a lot younger then and I didn't really understand it, but he said that the states were left alone. And I mean, I'm from Wyoming, and I mean, I can't remember the name of the senator. I mean, he's one of our senators now. I can't think of his name now. But, you know, when Congress is asking him, you know, what does your state need? He always tells them the same thing. Leave us alone.
Yeah, really? <You know>? Really?
We're not in debt. We're doing fine. Leave us alone. Don't make sanctions against our coal and anything like that. Just leave us alone and we'll be fine. And
I think there's a lot more states than Texas and Wyoming that feel this way. In fact, what I read was there's about 30 states that would have high interest in seceding from the government because they do not want to be under the rule of the Hillary Clinton machine for the rest of their lives. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and it's usually the conservative states, you know, the ones that, you know, they're there to serve the people, not themselves. And that's the problem with our country is that the politician, it's a political career. There should be no such thing as a political career. And the prerequisite of becoming political should be you're, first of all, a successful entrepreneur or you've been in the military. That's what I believe, because if you've been in the military, you know how to do just about everything, including lead. And so that's my opinion, but... Anyway, well, thank you very much, Paul. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Sorry. Did you have... Yeah, we had a little bit of bad connection there. Thank you, Paul, if you're still listening. Yeah, you're a very good caller. I like to hear about states like that. That's pretty cool. You know, it's here's the other thing I want to talk about, too. And I've been looking all morning for things about the polls. Because is it so bizarre that... I mean, truthfully, if you look at the statistics of how they come up with polls, you know, they could be right, but my inner feeling and my gut feeling about the polls right now is that the pollsters that are calling on the phone, people do not want to divulge that they're voting for Donald Trump. I've heard this 1,000 times recently, all across the nation. I listen to radio. I listen to television. I listen to the news. I listen to MSNBC. I listen to everybody. But the polls people are calling about, the pollsters, people are not divulging that they're going to be voting for Donald Trump. My inner knowing, and I have a feeling a lot of people think like this, and it could be hopeful thinking, but my inner feeling, and Reagan was the first one I ever voted for in my life. And that dates me way back there, right? But I had the same thing about Reagan. Even then, I was very politically active. I just loved Reagan the way I love Trump. And I love Trump even before he became into politics because I've kind of been interested in entrepreneurs in this country. I'm an entrepreneurial, serial entrepreneur. And I believe that he's going to win in a landslide. That's what I believe. And I hope it's not just wishful thinking, but I'm telling you, we have to have Trump in there. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spider.
Diane Fingerman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go straight to the phones. Doris from Pennsylvania, welcome to Everything That Matters. This is Diane. What's on your mind?
Hi, Diane.
Hi,
Dan. I want to talk about your response to the polling, and I totally agree with you. I think the polling is off on purpose.
I do, too.
Because I think what we have to do as Trump supporters, and this, I've been doing this for about a year now, and even if you're a little shy at first, it works. You go around wherever you go, and you just engage people in a conversation. And sometimes, like, you'll be surprised. They open up, and a lot of people are afraid to talk about the election. And I would say all but maybe one radical liberal person, like, everyone is in tune with what's going on. And they're overwhelmingly agreeing with the Trump message, overwhelmingly. And they just need encouragement.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I also have a residency in New York, so I'm in like Queens, New York, and everyone in Queens, they're all Trump. Everyone I've met is a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
I talk to business owners, people in the gym, people at work. You know, I mean, some people are a little confused and like they don't want to say, but then once you start engaging them, they open up and like they want to share what you like your values.
Or you could be like me, who's completely fearless. I walk into a room full of people, I'm like, Trump for president!
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
I put on my bulletproof vest.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
Another thing I think we should be doing, like, I don't see any bumper stickers. Like, once in a while, I'll see a Trump. I don't see any Hillary bumper stickers. But you can buy, like, 10 bumper stickers for $10 online. I would just give them out, put them on your vehicles. And, like, that helps, too, because we get, like, thumbs up. Like, you know, people will be born.
Right.
And I have a Make America Great Again hat. Like, I think all those little touches, like, people, you know, they notice it and it makes them think, or they'll start a conversation with you. And also to go to a rally, because the rallies are amazing.
They are, I bet. I just love to go to one. Well, thank you, Doris. Those are all good tips. I appreciate that. I'm gonna put a giant sign on our farm, put Farmers for Trump. And then I have a ranch in Texas. I'm gonna put a giant sign there, huge, like they have to come in and like drill holes for it. That's how in your face I'm gonna be. But I thank you very much, Doris. Appreciate your call, 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go to Ira from Pennsylvania. You guys call and, like, you know, like, all together. You must be hanging out. Hi, Ira.
I love to be hanging
out. Uh-oh. Ira, are you on a cell phone? Hello? Ira, you got to call back, Ira. Okay, yeah, he had a bad connection. I think his question was, why, you know, that Hillary believes that Trump is that what he said? I'm just going to ask my producer real quick. What was Ira's question? Okay, so about why people don't support Trump because they think he's anti-Semitic. But I got to tell you something, people. His daughter became Jewish recently because she married her husband, who is, I think he's a he's like a, you know, he's a full on like practicing Jew. And I think she had to become Jewish to marry him. And so that is like the most stupidest thing. Is Ira back? We have 1 minute. Okay. But I think that's the most incredibly stupid thing anybody could ever think. You know, we got to stop thinking things. Okay. Listen to the man yourself. Do a little research. Figure it out, because I would love for you to go research Hillary and all of the stuff that is said about her. Believe me, there's always truth in all this stuff. You just have to be able to figure it out. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, so don't go away. I'll be right back. Sorry about that. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. Yeah, I was just writing out my recipe. I'm going to give you guys in, is this my last segment, or do we have one more? Hello? One more. Okay, so in my next segment, I'm going to give you the most delicious, unbelievable, and you're going to drool when I give you the recipe for, get this, Mexican macaroni and cheese that is like really good for you. Okay. And I did it for the first time. I don't know what happened to me when I started spending more time in Texas. I started liking jalapenos. And before that, I wouldn't even touch them. But I've learned how to cook them so that the heat stays in them just a little bit. But the flavor is so unbelievable. But I've also discovered pickled jalapenos. So when we come back, I'm going to, after the next break, we're going to, I'm going to show you how to make these. And the reason why I say they're really good for you is because the kind of noodles you use are Barilla's high protein noodles. They have them in every kind of shape you can think of. They're in every market you can go to. You must try them. They taste like junky white pasta, but they're actually made with bean paste and whole grains. But when you cook them and you look at them and you taste them, you will not be able to tell the difference between junky white, unhealthy pasta with tons of carbs in them or high protein pasta that doesn't fall apart. That's delicious. Okay. So when we come back on the next break, but we're just going to finish this up. I got so many articles that I pulled today for you guys. It says Clinton campaign can't find Trump stand-in for debate prep. Now, I heard Trump today say, I don't know if I'm going to prep much. I'm like, okay. He says, I study. But you see, people that are truly themselves. Okay, for instance, I do this radio show every Sunday. Sure, I go online. I find some interesting articles. But you know what? When you're yourself, when you have an intuitiveness to you, which I'm sort of bragging on myself because I feel like I have a gift, and it's, and my gift is the gift of gab. But more than that, I'm an intuitive person. I can know how to express what I see and feel and my thought process. And I like to talk to you people because I think you guys are all like that too. And it's like, if I sat and prepped for hours before I went on radio, I'm telling you, my shows would probably be extremely boring because maybe they already are. I don't know. Maybe just I'm lying to myself. But with my five listeners, they like them. I'm just being so darn silly today. The point I'm making is that Trump is a man of his, he just has this mind. He is a, it comes through him. And, you know, maybe he isn't like the best debater, but I think that but just by not backing down and by making them look like they are overly prepared, and they're a bunch of rigid, wordy, studied people that really have, and it has nothing to do with what kind of human being they are. We like that. I like it. I like the fact that Trump is his own person and he thinks on his feet. He doesn't have to study a million things or practicing. It's so phony. You know, I think that, Rick Perry, I love Rick Perry. I think Rick Perry would have been a great president. But what happened is they overly prepared him. And when he tried to remember stuff, and that's when you get in big trouble, is when you get overly prepared. Now, people like Clinton, she can't go and be natural. Not if her life depended on it. Her political life depends on the fact that she doesn't know how to, she's not going to be able to debate Donald Trump at his level because she thinks she's above him. And you know what? Wordy-wise, maybe she sounds like she's this smart woman who knows how to think on her feet. But honestly, she is just an overly prepared phony. That's my opinion, and I'm going to stick with it. So, of course, they're not going to be able to find a person like Trump, you know? And I like the fact Donald Trump went to Baton Rouge, and they told him, the governor there told him not to come. But does he listen to authority? No way. I like it. 1-800-449-8255. I got a great recipe ahead of me here, and so you'll have to come back. I might even have two. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away.
The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel.
I don't know about you, but I feel that way too. That's Colt Ford. Great song. My son made a movie to that, or a small movie. It's hilarious. Anyway, welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We're going to get into our recipe real quick, but there's two interesting articles I just wanted to tell you real quick. Okay, let's see if I can find them now. Because I was just looking around. You know me, I start looking at stuff and then I lose. Okay. First of all, I wanted to share this with you that the, as you know, Germany, I don't know if you know this, but Germany used to be a very beautiful place to go. My brother goes there all the time and he said it's just becoming just the worst place on earth to go. And they let all 1 million refugees in there. Now this is going to happen to America because of our political correctness. And our super kind Democrats who really hate Americans but love all people that are foreign and that are illegally here and that are going to be brought in, and we're going to give them everything that they don't deserve. Okay. While our veterans, like 43,000 veterans are sitting around not getting help. Okay. But Germany to tell people to stockpile food and water in case of attacks. Now they have to live like they did in the end of the Cold War, right? For the first time since the end of the Cold War, the German government plans to tell citizens to stockpile food and water in a case of attack or catastrophe. Okay? And so they're going to make everybody have 10 days of food and water. What a shame. What a beautiful country that was. I don't think that that governor or whatever she is, the prime minister, I don't think she's going to last the next election. And then the other one I wanted to share with you is Giuliani. Hillary doesn't need to campaign because the media empire does it for her. How about that? We already knew that. See, they do everything. They take the tone that something's wrong with Donald Trump. Don't believe that crap, people. Don't believe it. Don't believe the polls. Do not look at the media like they know what the hell they're talking about. Excuse me for saying all those rude words, but please. Start looking objectively, even Fox News sometimes, trying to be fair and balanced. And there's no such thing as fair and balanced. There's either right or wrong. Okay. So I had to just finish that. So I'm going to show you how to make something absolutely delicious now. I'm going to make your drool. Are you ready? So I was just talking to you a couple minutes ago about Barella's Plus or Barella's Protein pasta. And they have it in every market. It's a yellow box. Just go in there and look for the yellow box that says Barella's, and it'll say protein, 17 grams of protein per 1 cup of cooked pasta, which is almost the same as a steak. All right, so you need 1 box of Barella's Plus noodles, macaroni noodles, 2 cups of cheddar cheese grated, 1 cup of Monterey Jack cheese grated. You need about 3 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, okay? And that's how I get my moisture. Okay. And then what we're going to do is you're going to put a big pot on the stove. Okay. So the other couple ingredients are, you don't need to salt and pepper this, by the way, because of the cheese has so much salt in it. You need a jar of pickled jalapenos, and my favorite prepared salsa is Pace. So I get the smaller jars of Pace, or you can even put more in it if you want. But don't put too much in it because you're going to take away from the mac and cheese. So you're going to put all this into a giant pot, okay? Put it on this, on your burner, and then just turn it on really low and stir up all the noodles, the cheese, the jalapenos, and the salsa until the cheese starts to melt. Then I want you to take some coconut oil spray, spray your baking pan because you're going to make a baked Mexican mac and cheese. It's the best thing you've ever tried. What are you saying to me? Is it going to be fattening? Of course. But it's also high in protein, which is awesome. Okay. And it's even got a lot of fiber in it because of the kind of mac noodles. And they taste like junky white pasta, which we all like. Let's just admit it. So anyway, you stir this all up together in this big pot, and then you pour it into a baking dish that's been sprayed. You put some more cheese on top so it's nicely covered. I mean, just throw it on there. Just don't even be nice about it. Just throw it on there. Get it as much as you can if you want cheese, that is. And I usually use a mixture of cheddar and of the Monterey Jack. It's just delicious. Okay? Put it in a oven on 350 for about 10 to 15 minutes. You'll see that the cheese is all melted and even kind of turned a little bit nicely crispy on top. Take that out. Don't even wait till it cools at all. Get some big old giant bowls and just plop it in there, and you are going to have it. Eat it with a salad. In fact, I have a great recipe. How many minutes do I have, guys? Let's see if I have enough time. You have any minutes? Hey. Okay. I'm going to tell you how to make a quick avocado ranch dressing. Okay. So simple. You need about 2 or 3 avocados into a blender. You need a tablespoon of mayonnaise. And then you use buttermilk. You use about 1.5 to 2 cups of buttermilk. And then you get the powdered ranch dressing mix, which I hardly ever open anything that's packaged. Pour that in there. Turn that sucker on. Telling you, that is the best salad dressing. And it's got a lot of good protein and a lot of that good fat from the avocados. Mix it all up, and it'll make it so it's either a dip, or you can pour it over a great salad. So now you got a nice meal for yourselves. Till next Sunday, people, check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com, or my cooking show site, Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. I'll talk to you next week. I'll be here live, so make sure you join me. Thank you for being part of my show.
Other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate.